What are we doing this week, Cole?
Well, Boss? Gary, thank you for clarifying what my last name is. No, I've asked you to join me out here at the Electromagnetic Observatory. We've got all of these, satellite dishes here. Did you remember to wear your lead underpants?
I did. I also remember to bring a camera so I can take pictures, give them to George Takei, and he can put them up on Facebook and say pithy things about science.
Oh, my.
And everyone will like them.
Yes. Yeah, cool. This is where they filmed Contact, which is an okay movie. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so as you know, it is really, really hard. In fact, some would say impossible to generate a truly random number with computers, right? Just mm-hmm. because of the way the things are made. So there are some proponents who believe that the only way to achieve true randomization is to listen to the noise of the cosmos, the ambient background radiation, which is completely unpredictable and can actually generate what some people believe to be random numbers.
Mm-hmm. I buy it.
Yeah.
It all is in line with my new belief system.
Yes. The cosmos. The yes. cosmos, Gary. We are a pale blue dot, a light on a sunbeam, something like mm-hmm. that. Carl Sagan. Sorry, I smoked a lot of weed before this. Much yeah. like Carl Sagan.
did you? Yeah, let's like if you want to party the moon later.
Yeah. Well, what?
Can, moon?
party on the moon?
No, Moon, my dealer, slash the person okay. who sold me my tarot deck.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
My spiritual, my Raja Hari. That's Raja a thing, right?
I think you mean Hari Krishna? I don't know. Like, we are paying by the second here. These observatories are very, very expensive to rent out. So I'm going to point this in a random direction into the cosmos, and we're going mm-hmm. to decode the cosmic noise and find out what game we're playing next. So here we go. Let me tune in to the frequency. What's the frequency, Gary?
I was trying to remember what the answer to that is in the song.
I never understood your benzodrine.
Yeah, there we are. 27 new 199 used is the frequency.
Okay, cool. Here we go. We're tuning in. Let me get this up. All right, we're 5x5. Okay, running these numbers through the digits here. We are P A Q. No, it's a C. Gary, sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting. Okay. On the floor.
Sit harder. It's okay. Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man 2.
Fuck. 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 The game is Pac-Man. I'm not kidding, man. That fucking sucks. Not Pac-Man 1, no, but Pac-Man 2.
I hope I didn't fuck your shit. I was trying to harmonize.
No, it's okay. I was just fucking around. There's no harmonizing involved. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the program.
Yes, the program. It is a program. Not to be confused with the program that you're listening to this on, which is likely an app.
Or a pogrom.
Oh, no. I'm not down with that, Gary. I'm scared.
Drop a marker. Oh,
no. You're on a roll.
This week we're talking about Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Yes.
In Japan known as, hello, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man fight. Yeah. God. Okay, I'll drop a marker for that too.
Your control of the markers really allows you to appear to be the least racist of the two of us, Cole. When in fact, like if I was editing this stuff, people would know. They would know.
I'm working my way towards Grand Dragon. Oh, God, that's not funny at all.
Yeah, yikes.
Goal.
Goal.
Yeah, Pac-Man 2, which is on SNES and also Genesis.
Mm-hmm. And it is an adventure game.
Yeah. Like, it's a timed adventure game.
It's a timed adventure game. In which it's the weirdest thing we've done for this show. Is one of the weirder games I've played.
Ever.
Like, yeah, this is a really strange game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stranger things to think about is how the Pac-Man that everybody knows and loves ever became this.
Right.
Like, this is not developed by some weird side studio. This is like a Namco game.
Mm-hmm.
And has like appropriate Namco production values and looks good and sounds good.
Yeah. There's lots of
everything.
There's lots of art assets. There's lots of care.
Yeah. Tons of personality,
this.
Animations and everything like that.
Yeah.
But it's somebody like was playing Pac-Man and was like, what is this guy's life like? Like, how do we get the like, rest of the story? Like, what was the genesis of this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, like you know, what if Miss Pac-Man was just kind of this like nagging, you know, just like berating like Herodin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The gender politics in Pac-Man, which like, why am I saying that?
can we talk about the semiotics, Gary?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, just like, yeah. No, it's okay. Like, I guess I
slammed a broomstick into your spokes.
Yeah, that is my least favorite word right now. There are some other kind of like Pac-Man adventure games. Like mm-hmm. one of the first platform games is a Pac-Man game, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then there was like Pac-Land in the arcade, which was okay.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Is Pac-Land. Yeah, 1984. It's one of the first platform games.
He's walking around with his jaunty little hat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Reddit. Men's right. Men's right. He thinks he looks good in that fedora.
He's got a feather in it, I think.
Yeah, you do not look good in that fedora, Pac-Man. No. You are way too fat to be wearing a fedora. Reddit. There have been other weird games that mess around with Pac-Man. There was a Saturday morning cartoon. Like, Pac-Man fever was a real thing. Like,
right.
You know. But this came out really late for that. And it's also, like, a dead... You know, I guess it wasn't a dead genre at the time. Like, adventure games were at their peak.
Right.
Right? Like, 94?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that was, you know, just, like, post-Myst. So it was before everything kind of, like, slowed down because of Myst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, so here's the thing. Like, a 2 implies a mainline title, right?
Yeah.
And okay. So, like, somebody who saw this and, you know, just kind of like, it's like, oh, Pac-Man 2. Like, Miss Pac-Man, but 2-er.
Or, like, it would be, I would think, looking at this, I would think it had vertical space. Because
oh,
the
yeah.
cover is Pac-Man on a hang glider just screaming. like
in
the most
terror.
Terrified looking creature I've ever seen in my life.
I love that cover so goddamn much.
It's real good.
Like, his eyes are bugging out.
Yeah, it's real good. But you made me think, like, okay, a three-dimensional Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It's an evolution of Pac-Man, you know? Here's a picture of him on a hang glider. Maybe, you know, he hang glides around.
Mm-hmm.
But nope.
Nope, you're going after milk for Pac-Baby.
You're doing all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get into all kinds of crazy adventures in this stuff.
Went down yeah. to the lake to sing songs to the lake about the lake. Yeah.
How do we explain this? Like, it's like a side-scrolling adventure game like Dizzy.
Right.
If you don't control Dizzy, mm-hmm. like you are an entity in the game.
Right.
But not one that is pictured.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
it's this weird combination. Like it's of a point
like
and click adventure game. Yeah. It's like Night Trap. It's like if a point and click adventure game was also a light gun game.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
because you have a cursor.
The mechanics, right. Exactly. But the mechanic, like it's like a light gun game, but you're not shooting, like you are shooting things, but the goals are all adventure game goals and
right.
puzzles. It's so fucking weird. Like, it's so weird.
I like how Pac-Man seems to have some kind of like mood or anxiety disorder.
He has an incredible, like, I was so mad at him during this. Like, you are such a pussy, Pac-Man. Like, no joke. Like, he is so ginger and scared of like every single thing. Like, he is a goddamn milquetoast, and it's infuriating.
To be fair, if he has knowledge of the things that happened, he knows that there's some omniscient being who is shooting slingshots at cats around him that will make them attack him.
He does the tutorial and tells you, like, how to help him out.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks you're buddies. He knows there's an omniscient being, but he's into it. Yeah. Like, he thinks you're a kind god, and then he gets, like, you know, absolutely terrified of, like, a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it, Pac-Man.
To be fair, I'm terrified of hot dog stands, too.
And all the semiotic imagery of
all the toppings.
Yeah, all the symbolism.
Yeah.
Whenever you see a character in a game eat a hot dog, you should be thinking about what the deeper meaning is.
Yeah.
English majors. So you go around and you can, so imagine how frustrating it is to play a video game where you can't reliably get your guy to go in a direction.
Yeah.
Like, something as simple as that, like, you can make Pac-Man look at things, you can shoot things with a slingshot, and you can feed him a power pellet, which is kind of like your get out of getting fucked card. You know,
you can say it. It's a whistle.
Yeah, exactly. I actually didn't think of that. That's awful.
I know, I'm not proud of it, but...
No, it's funny. I like it, but I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
And that's all you do. And Pac-Man just kind of moseys along. Sometimes he's, you know, he has that mood meteor you're talking about. So if he's happy, he's a little bit sprightlier. But it makes it so easy to get him depressed.
Yeah.
Like, he's suffering from many disorder, like, chemical imbalances during this. Like, if you take anything away from Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures, it should be that, like, you should probably spend a good Saturday hanging out with Pac-Man and discreetly around his apartment, like, removing all of the rope and medication. Because, like, he's having a rough time.
It's been a rough couple of years.
Yeah, he was not ready for baby Pac-Man. and as you mentioned, his wife is very shrewish.
Yeah, demanding.
Even though that first scene when you get finished with the tutorial, and she gets out of the door and kind of gives you the come hither with her lips. Like, I was like, Miss Pac-Man's going to get fingered. Like, that was my
first. I'm not even sure how that works.
I'm not kidding. That was my first thought. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go finger Miss Pac-Man. And then, of course, it doesn't happen. She just wants you to get milk because ultimate boner buster baby Pac-Man just sitting on the floor like a goddamn, you know, period in the middle of a month. Like,
good God. Okay, so there are lots of things that we say that would keep us from running for office. But I want to take a snippet, like a dot wave, of you saying, "Well, I'm going to go finger Miss Pac-Man," just like as an in case of emergency,
as a ringtone.
Whenever I get a text from you, oh, I'm going to go finger.
Tell me you didn't see any sexual overtone to that.
Well, the animation in this is so good.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like the key poses in this, like just the fact that you can just like tell immediately like what his mood is by how he's walking. You can tell how fuck like you can tell the extent of Miss Pac-Man's fucking wide on. Like,
yeah.
Like, come the fuck on.
Yeah, it is. It's a very expressive game.
Yeah.
We've thrown a lot of things around on the show. No one can be blamed for thinking that you were going to go finger Miss Pac-Man at this point. Given that it's a testament to Namco that I thought that. I should write their president and let them know that, like, hey, look, you've done such a good job, you know, Misaya Nakamura. That's the founder
of
Namco. But if he's not dead, which he undoubtedly is... Then I should send him a card with just, you know, that wave file.
Like, that's right. like an audio greeting card, like where you open it up and it, like, you know, normally it says like twist and shout, you know, for like your 35th birthday party.
So yeah. It's like, and then once I make that microchip, I should mass produce it go to the greeting card store and replace all of the microchips with mine.
Oh, like Spider-Man and Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. Or Barbie and Barbie.
Yeah.
Like in real life, yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, so this is suggestion the game. Like, you're a backseat driver.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you are very disempowered during this, and you just go solve adventure game puzzles. But because of this removed agency, like, you have to think in different ways. Like, how can I get Pac-Man or these things around the world to do this thing?
Right.
And Pac-Man's real unpredictable. Like, what is going to be? Like, there are times where you have to make him angry. And there are a lot, most times you don't want to make him angry because that makes him mope and be really slow. Yeah, it's really weird and kind of like, I've never seen another game like exactly like this.
Right.
There's that, what's that, that game where you control the woman with your voice?
Lifeline. I was going to bring that up too. That was, that was a sight.
It's like a spiritual predecessor to Lifeline.
Yeah.
Was Lifeline no good?
I mean, okay, so like Lifeline probably had the best of intentions, but the tech wasn't right there. Mm. Like, I'm sure if it was today, maybe it would be okay, but.
Like, hey, you Pikachu?
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh gosh, Seaman. Like, but Seaman's like fucking amazing.
Yeah, Seaman totally works because when it doesn't work, it still fits.
Right, right.
You know? God. If he doesn't understand what you mean, the result is still like a desired result.
Yeah.
Whereas in this game, if Pac-Man doesn't do what you want to do, like the first like major puzzle you solve in the game is trying to get this milk bottle. Like baby Pac-Man wants food. Mm-hmm. And you know, Miss Pac-Man's weird shriveled mono tit has dried up. And I just assume she has a nipple like somewhere on her orb that just functions as her one her pan organ that's under her, like, you know, jaundice fleshy out covering. And you have to go get milk, and you decide the best way to do this would be to go to the farm next door and just like take it upon yourself to milk a cow. Mm-hmm. In a world where humans live,
right?
Like, your neighbor is a human being, so like that's weird. But you have to get the big thing is you have to get the bottle. You've been knocking, like, the whole game has been training you to knock things down with your slingshot. But this one, hitting it just draws Pac-Man's attention to it. Mm-hmm. And if you hit it again, like, it shatters. Right. So that's no good. The trick is, like, to have him looking at the bottle and then startle a crow.
Right.
That is attracted. When you slingshot, it attacks Pac-Man, not you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it knocks over the bottle, and then you milk a cow. In a real, you know, weird... What's Pac-Man doing milking a cow? It makes no sense.
Well, no, he's part of the raw milk movement.
Yeah.
Because he believes pasteurization is evil.
He's a Portlander. True Portlander. So they're really weird puzzles, and the fact that you have to kind of get the world to behave in these odd ways without... Yeah. Like, if I was there, I could just grab the bottle. Mm-hmm. Or go to the goddamn store, because, like, just to the left is a town. Like, it's not... Like, there's not milk in this world other than directly from teat. You know?
It immediately turns into poisonous gas.
Yeah, it doesn't turn into, like, you know, powder. Like, it's real. There's milk. Weird.
All milk turns to ash in your mouth.
Did you ever get to the top of the mountain?
No.
The fuck did you get to the top of the mountain?
I was never able to get the fucking tram pass.
Yeah, I had no idea what to do at that point. Like, I walked around and saw some things, were like, this is an element of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. There is a hot dog stand here. There are cats around. The cat runs up and grabs my hot dog. There are a puzzle, and if I attack the cat, it kills me.
Right.
So there are elements of a puzzle to this, but I have no idea what I need to do.
Yeah. No, I wasn't able to do it either. I don't know if that was a function of the time limit or, you know, patience kind of thing.
The scene where when you first get to that dog and then you start thinking about apples, then the dog comes out, a slot machine comes up apples, and all the apples fall out of the tree, and then the dog ignores them and goes to sleep.
No, I didn't get that.
It's like exactly what I just had. Like, unpack that for a second. Like, you're going to the left. There's a dog in a doghouse. It's real angry. So you're thinking, like, oh, a cartoon string of sausages, or mm-hmm. I need to sneak by. Nope. You're under an apple tree. You think about apples. The dog comes out and growls at you. A slot machine, pops up in the air, scores apple, apple, apple. All the apples fall down. The dog ignores them and goes to sleep. And you can sneak, like, puts his head in the other side of the doghouse. And then that's it for the dog.
Dogs are hypnotized by apples.
Afraid to fall, not hypnotized. He's not interested at all. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm not going to eat this Pac-Man. He's all lousy with apples. Like, what?
Apple legs?
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea what that was, like what even happened there.
Yeah.
And then I can continue on to the hot dog stand non-puzzle.
It's like the entire game is completely inscrutable.
It's really inscrutable. And like, I want to like it. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, it's
like, on principle, it seems like my exact kind of thing.
Even not on principle, like even, you know, just because adventure games are our kind of thing.
Right.
It's really like ambitious and neat the way they handle it. Mm-hmm. Like there's a good game hidden in here.
Right.
You know, but we didn't find it.
No.
Like, you know, it is. It's yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like this. It's obvious that so much more care went into this than any other game we've done so far.
Oh, totally. This is the best like production values.
Yeah.
Of anything we've done. Like, this was a stab at a hit.
Yeah.
You know, like, this was a serious game.
Yeah. So, like, for being a franchise and for being, like, you know, the icon that Namco is identified by, they have never, ever been afraid to experiment with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even, like, what was it? Pac-Man 3? Not Pac-Man 3. The one that's, like, the pinball machine?
Pac-Man Jr.? Pac-in-Time, is it?
Back in Time?
That was like the next game in the series.
Oh, no, but there was an actual Pac-Man game that was a pinball cabinet that was like a hybrid of the two.
Oh, that's pretty rad. Like the pinball being painted like a little Pac-Man?
Yeah,
that would look really cool.
Yeah,
no. I would be into that.
No, I think that's an actual thing.
That's awesome. Well, I've got the Wikipedia right now on the, there's a baby Pac-Man pinball.
Yep.
Hybrid pinball video game.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that's rad.
I think that was at PRGE, honestly.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like if, when we go this year, mm-hmm. we should find it. And because like I was thinking about, I mean, you can leave this out or leave it in. Like we should do more arcade stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And at least do more like live reports because mm-hmm. that we don't need to do a whole other episode on like the nature of arcades. Mm-hmm. But that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we should spend some more time doing that.
No, I definitely agree.
Namco is to be lauded for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like it's better to be contrast this with the last episode mm-hmm. that we did, where it's like zero inspiration and terrible.
Right.
Like this isn't terrible, but it's full of inspiration.
Right.
Like this is really, really interesting and crazy, and I think like everybody should check it out.
Yeah.
You know, this might be the first thing I'm willing to call like a real redemption. Like I like Shaq Fu because I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
And Home Improvement was like a real triumph of. The power of low expectations, you know, but there's a seed of a really, really good to great game in this.
Yeah.
Like, I think this kind of is awesome.
And like, I can't even fault the mechanics of it that much. Like, yeah, it's frustrating that he just kind of like moseys on by stuff that you're trying to shoot, but mm-hmm. like none of it feels like it's just kind of like, oh, this is the game's fault.
They just needed to add another button that was like nudge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when you do look, you should be able to click on a thing and look at it instead of just having the four cardinal directions.
Yes, yes.
Because that was tricky. And if I could just be like, hey, look at this thing, and then maybe it gave you a little hint. Like, he was like, oh, a hot dog stand. I bet you the guy who runs the tram likes hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, that would be great. And that would, like, you know, say this. I love when there's the screen where there's the rock and the skateboard. And if you trip over the...
Yeah.
The rock, you land on the skateboard, which goes up in the air and then like hits you in the head and kills you.
Yeah.
You just have to make him look at his feet while he's walking
mm-hmm.
the same way I have to.
Yeah.
But I don't want to trip on things. Like if you look down, you don't trip, dummy. Yeah. And then he like carefully steps over it
mm-hmm.
and it's gorgeously animated. And
yeah.
Yeah.
There's that one screen where he's walking over that field of rakes and it just keeps hitting him in the face over and over again. It was because they were trying to fill out time in that episode and they liked the way that he growled.
Yeah. You should have made him look down. Yes, and that's what Sideshow Bob should have done as well. I like this game.
Me too.
Yep. We're not the only ones who like it. So unlike, like, didn't fucking Home Improvement have a 10 out of 10 or something like that?
I think the highest
review of this on GameFAQs is like an 8 out of 10, which is maybe one more than I would give it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of surprised this doesn't have more champions.
Right.
My favorite title for review is Assisted Living Pac-Man. that's pretty funny. But this game has its champions,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are two pages on the message board. People are really into the fact you can unlock the original Pac-Man game and Pac-Man Jr.
It's not even unlock. Like you just walk into an arcade
yeah,
and you can play it. Like you unlock Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. I would have unlocked it repeatedly.
Yeah. I always imagine like Pac-Man having like shark skin. I know, right?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeeps. Yeeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about a Pac-Man skin before. Or a Pac-Man. The, also, we haven't even talked about the weird subplot with the witch who's controlling the ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never encountered a ghost, so it didn't, like, come
There's one in a garbage can. There's a garbage can you can run to, and if you shoot the garbage can, they pop out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to have a power pellet, and if you don't, they kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, go check this out.
Yeah.
And it's followed by a game called Pac-In Time.
Pac-In Time.
Which is Ms. Pac-Man, and I don't think it's an adventure game. I think it's just a platformer.
Right.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
dude, when we were in Portland, we played the four-player Pac-Man.
So good. Pac-Man Championship or whatever it is?
Yeah. Well, it's not. There's two. Like, Championship Edition came out, which is the that might be the one. There's like a it's like a four-player simultaneous one where you can beat other Pac-Man.
It's the cocktail table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And not the one, because there is another Pac-Man game that came out for, like, Xbox 360 Arcade that is also really...
That is also really, really good.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Namco's doing good work, man.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, not least of which with good old Pac-Man. Like, I don't... I think it's weird that people care about Pac-Man's, you know, I don't know.
Lore.
His life. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really strange.
Yeah.
But the... other than that, like... And these guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Just great work.
Yeah. Okay, so it's this is a cliche at this point, especially when talking about classic games, especially with adventure games, but am I like crazy in thinking that this would really work with like iOS?
No, it would totally work on iOS.
Okay.
Like you would have to do, well, some of the stuff is reflex based, so like you'd have to either like select the thing you wanted to have click.
Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't. You would just like click and then have it. A button for look and then a joypad for look and then a button for
or like just tap for shoot or you know like tap and hold for shoot or double tap for look.
Yeah, that would totally work.
Yeah, I mean Namco likes making iOS versions of their stuff. Like maybe if people hadn't talked shit about this, we would have that now.
Yeah, totally. Like absolutely do that.
Yeah,
like I would be into that.
Yeah.
I would probably buy that because I kind of want to know, like, I kind of want to play this game more.
Me too.
Like, it's good. I want to see what happens. Like, I don't know. I like it.
Like, the stakes are so low, too. Like, you can just, like, play and experiment.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't die.
Right.
There are no lives in the game. Like, right. How cool is that? And how progressive is that?
Right.
Yeah. That's, you know, I love that.
Yeah.
And the music, like, when you're sad, the music gets slower. And when you're happy, it's like, you know, it's like the production values are just really, really grand. Yeah. And
I feel like we're not as funny when we like stuff.
that's probably true. But you know, they can function as a miniature watch out for fireballs.
Yeah.
You know, because this is like actually a good game.
Yeah.
I think at some point it might've been suggested for watch out for fireballs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like somebody actually said this and it never ended up on our like spreadsheet.
Oh yeah.
For it. But I think that somebody at one point said that and I was like, that's probably not going to work. That's too short and there's not enough plot.
Right.
And it wouldn't work for that, but it does work for this kind of, you know, if this had come along and we didn't think it was going to be terrible when we were doing our double episodes, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it would work. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Who knows? I like it. It's really good. You know, I was initially like, oh gosh, I always use this word incorrectly, nonplussed. But on like negative, I was just kind of like, huh, this is weird. But then, like, once I saw it in motion, it was like, oh, yeah, for real.
And it gets a lot of its strength through context.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is a neat thing in the history of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. So the person who suggested this was Justin, just Justin, last name none given.
Oh, yeah.
Who gave us something we did recently.
I think he did, what was it we did before Wayne's World?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's true. If we're wrong, don't crucify us.
It was Deadly Towers.
Deadly Towers. Yeah, so fuck yourself for that one, but
yeah.
this is a good game.
Like you are now neutral for us, I guess.
Yeah. Good job.
It is a
wash.
Oh wait,
never mind. I apologize. I was looking at the wrong line. Justin, I was looking at the line for Where's Waldo. So if eventually we do that, no, you go fuck yourself,
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, for real.
This was suggested by superfan James Robinson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Good call, James.
Yeah, good call, James.
Yeah.
Go fun yourself.
Yes. Go have some fun at like a family fun center with laser tag and shit.
Yeah, go treat yourself. Go grab a pita. Go grab a pita. So the next game we're doing on this is suggested by our friend Vivian.
Ooh.
And it's Spellcraft for the SNES. Ugh. A game I know nothing about.
Literally nothing.
Yep. But I will check it out.
Me too.
Looking forward to it. And Vivian is a champion of this game. Like on Facebook, on the thread where we asked for new things, she was like, you better not be calling Pac-Man 2 a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll be also an interesting failure. Or maybe it'll just be a regular failure.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't. I didn't know this was a thing.
I feel like I've heard of this like multiple times without ever actually experiencing it.
Yeah, I've only been vaguely aware of it since it came out. Like maybe like somebody rented it when I was like young and video game rentals at the Kmart were still a thing, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally possible. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like
our work is done here.
Yeah. I feel enriched.
Yeah.
So, until next time, there's no sign off for this show.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Praise the milk.
Yeah. Praise the milk. We'll be PAC. We'll be PAC next week. Miss Pac-Man's gonna get fingered. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go finger Miss Pac-Man.